Lindsay here from Cajon's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for Cajon's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. Cajon's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own Cajon's designs in the coming year.
I'm Omar Reis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson says he's 100% playing on Sunday in the AFC North Championship game against the Steelers. Jackson missed last week with a back contusion and says he'll wear extra padding to protect it. Meanwhile, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur saying yesterday that Jordan Love has cleared concussion protocol, but Clayton Tune will start Sunday against the Vikings. LaFleur also saying the team is working through backup quarterback options with Malik Willis dealing with a hamstring injury. And Bears quarterback Caleb Williams enters week 18 needing just 270 passing yards to reach the 4,000-yard passing mark in a season, a milestone no quarterback in franchise history has ever achieved. Rams safety Quentin Lake signed a 3-year, $42 million contract extension worth more than $25 million guaranteed, according to NFL Network insider Mike Garofolo. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription for 65% off. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available, as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton Library seeks assistance in funding with tax reallocation. Education Magazine names Bradley School District as one of the nation's top districts. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, 40% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s. It's 40 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Templeton Library once again faced a budget shortfall for the end of this year. A Facebook post on December 23rd said the library was about $6,500 short in funds for the year, but exceeded its funding goal by December 30th. The library is taking proactive steps in seeking a new funding model, however. 14 San Luis Obispo County libraries are paid for by a 1.6% tax on county citizens, which is then distributed to the branches. Templeton's library is not one of those libraries. The library was opened in 2023 in January and is funded and staffed mostly by volunteers, with a budget of around $80,000 per year. The County Board of Supervisors has created an ad hoc committee in response to requests from Templeton residents during a public comment about a new funding model for the library, one that would allocate some of the funds collected from the library tax in the county to the Templeton CSD for local control of its library. The ad hoc committee consists of supervisors Don Ortiz Legg and John Pashong. Its next meeting will be held this January. Education Magazine has named the Bradley Union School District as one of its top 10 most admired school districts. Established in 1886, the district serves students from TK through 8th grade with a variety of career readiness and creative pathways outside of its core curriculum. The district places a strong emphasis on creating an environment where every student can explore different interests and skills, according to the publication. The publication also highlighted the district's houses system, designed to group students and staff to foster a sense of community and belonging. The district partners with local employers and higher education institutions, according to the magazine, to provide internships, job shadowing, field trips, mentorships, and career exposure. Cal Poly Float wins top honors for Rose Parade. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Despite the rainy weather, thousands still attended the 137th Pasadena Tournament of Roses to bring in the new year. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo attended the parade with their student-produced float, Jungle Jumpstart. The float depicts tropical birds and animals repairing a robot, reflecting the parade's theme of magic and teamwork through its harmony of nature and technology. Cal Poly announced the float took home the highest honor award for the parade, the Sweepstakes Trophy. Cal Poly noted that the trophy is ordinarily won by larger, commercially built floats or major organizations, not by self-built entries that include the California State University campuses. This is the first time Cal Poly has received the award in its nearly 8 decades attending the parade. Cal Poly Rose Float President Aubrey Going said, quote, "It's really remarkable to win this award and celebrate it, especially on this year's theme." Now here's some more laws that will go into effect in California in 2026. SB 68 will mandate that restaurants with 20 or more locations nationally will have to list major food allergens as ingredients for each item on their menu. AB 489 will prohibit medical advice or assessments performed by artificial intelligence be misrepresented as information provided by a human with a health care license. AB 656 requires all social media platforms to provide an easy way for a user to delete an account and all their personal information. AB 727 mandates that all of California's public middle schools, high schools, and colleges offer student identification cards with the telephone number and text line of the Trevor Project, a suicide prevention hotline for LGBTQ+ youth. This will go into effect in July. And AB 1825 prohibits libraries from banning or restricting access to books and other materials based on the content or the author. Minors cannot be prohibited from checking out books with sexual content that is not obscene in nature under this law. In sports for the NFL, on Saturday the Buccaneers will face the Panthers, the 49ers will go against the Seahawks. On Sunday, January 4th, KPRL will have the Cowboys and Giants game, then the Raiders and Chiefs, and then the Ravens and Steelers. In the NBA, Yesterday, the Clippers beat the Jazz 118-101, Celtics over the Kings 120-106, the 76ers beat the Mavericks 123-108, the Heat over the Pistons 118-112, the Rockets beat the Nets 120-96. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Thunder, the Kings will go against the Suns, the Lakers will face the Grizzlies, the Magic will go against the Bulls, and the Hornets will face the Bucks. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The 19-year-old who was found dead on Mount Baldy has been identified as Seal Beach resident Marcos Casanova. He was one of three hikers whose bodies were found on the mountain earlier this week. San Bernardino County Sheriff's spokeswoman Jenny Smith says the tragedy happened in an area known as the Devil's Backbone.
This is an extremely dangerous trail that is not carved out in a way that a regular hiker could hike that and be safe.
The other two hikers haven't been identified. The LA County Board of Supervisors is declaring a local emergency in response to recent powerful winter storms. This as another storm is expected to bring several inches of rain to the area over the next 3 days. Board Chair Hilda Solis says that will bring a host of issues.
People are still bracing for this rain that's coming and possible landslides and flooding and evacuations again.
In sports, the Ducks fell to the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3 in overtime today in Anaheim. Bob McClay, California Headline News.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax Experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Several new state laws set to take effect this week will impact agriculture in California. As of January 1st, the cost of agricultural labor has risen as California's minimum wage increases in 2026 from $16.50 to $16.90 an hour. A new state law will affect the way counties in California address abandoned orchards and vineyards, which have increased pest pressures in neighboring farms in recent years as lower prices for wine grapes and tree nuts resulted in a surge in abandoned acreage. A pair of new laws will give California farmers and ranchers more options for disposal of organic waste. A different new state law will provide more opportunities for agritourism operators by reducing regulatory barriers to hosting overnight campers on working lands. And while immigration law is federal, a new California law bans the use of face coverings by law enforcement officers, possibly affecting immigration enforcement operations in the state. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop. the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John's in Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Cloudy today with about a 40% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s, south-southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about a half inch of rain, lows in the mid-50s, south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 60s, about an 80% chance of showers at times, south-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Sunday and Monday, half inch of rain each day, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Sunday, upper 50s Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, upper 50s Wednesday and Thursday, 59 a week from today. Currently it is 40 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John's in Atascadero, keeping your radio on KPRL because this January something new and exciting is happening at K. John's. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tesla is no longer the world's top EV maker, losing that crown to Chinese rival BYD. Tesla sales fell 9% last year, the second consecutive year of sales declines. The total was impacted by the expiration of a $7,500 tax credit phased out by the Trump administration. The sales drop also comes following Elon Musk's controversial time helping President Trump cut federal spending and jobs, leading the Department of Government Efficiency. On the first trading day of the new year, stocks are higher this morning. If your student loan gets canceled going forward, you might just face a big tax bill. A law that shielded student loan forgiveness from taxation at the federal level has now expired. It might be time for you to talk to an accountant or an expert. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Mid-State Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Kenny and Darcia with Open Mic Friday. Then tomorrow morning at 6:05, it's Pure Country. Diane on the Country Store, Jimmy's in, and Shifting Gears. And, of course, Gary Brill on the Jukebox starting at 7. All this weekend here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Samuel Colt's single-action revolver, known as the Peacemaker, is a staple to any story about the Old West. But chances are we never would have heard of the Colt had it not been for an event that took place on January 4, 1847. The story goes, in 1830, on a sea voyage to Singapore, Samuel Colt whittled out a wooden model of his revolving handgun. A year later, he applied for a patent. At this time, pistols were thought of as dueling weapons. The much more accurate rifle was preferred for long-distance shooting. For close-up self-defense, fighting men preferred knives. By 1836, Patterson's Colts were coming off the assembly line in Patterson, New Jersey. The Texas Rangers started using the Colt pistol, but they found it didn't hold up well when used as a club to hit someone on the head. So Samuel Colt made a heavier model and called it the Walker Colt after Texas Ranger Samuel Walker. But the demands for Colt pistols weren't great enough to keep his plant going, and in 1842, Samuel Colt went bankrupt. Giving up gun making, he started designing submarines. Then the war with Mexico broke out, and the U.S. government started looking for weaponry. And on January 4, 1847, the government placed an order with Samuel Colt for 1,000 of his .44 caliber revolvers. Now infused with capital, Colt developed a system of mass production and interchangeable parts, and Samuel Colt never looked back. From 1850 to 1860, he sold 170,000 small pocket revolvers and 98,000 larger belt revolvers, mostly to civilians. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Awalt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call Awalt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards. You name it, everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Here's some laws that are going into effect in California for 2026. AB 727 mandates that all California public middle schools, high schools, and colleges offer student identification cards with the telephone number and text line of the Trevor Project, a suicide prevention hotline for LGBTQ plus youth. AB 1825 prohibits libraries from banning or restricting access to books and other materials based on the content or the author. Minors cannot be prohibited from checking out books with sexual content that is not obscene in nature. The Templeton Library, after facing another potential shortfall in funds for this year, has requested an alternative funding method from the County Board of Supervisors. Currently, the library is funded exclusively on donations and volunteers, but the library has asked for some funding to come from the library, tax, and the county. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with a 40% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s, it's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. President Trump is now posting about growing protests in Iran.
President Trump's writing on Truth Social that if Iran kills protesters, the U.S. will come to their rescue, that we are locked and loaded and ready to go. An advisor to the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, said any interventionist hand that gets too close to the security of Iran will be cut.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Investigators, meantime, trying to find the cause of a bar fire in the Swiss Alps that killed 40 people and injured 115 others.
Just after 1:30 in the morning, on New Year's Day, a fast-moving fire tore through a popular bar in Crans, Montana. That's in the heart of the Swiss Alps. 13 helicopters and 42 ambulances rushed to the scene while partygoers ran for their lives, having to run up a narrow staircase out of the basement or break windows to escape.
Fox's Rebecca Castor. America's listening to Fox News.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michael's Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michael's Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. More rain on the way, about a 40% chance of the rain, and well, increasing with maybe some showers this afternoon. And then highs today, by the way, should be right around 60. Tonight, a 98% chance of rain likely into Saturday morning. Overnight lows in the upper 40s for you. Saturday, upper 50s with a 75 to 80% chance of showers. And then Sunday, we could get more showers, about a 95% chance. Highs in the mid-50s, some showers maybe later in the day on Monday, about 50%, and then upper 50s. And Tuesday, clouds, low 60s, upper 50s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:13 a.m., 5:02 p.m. We are at 42. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Once again, Darsha and Kenny are back on Sound Off, Open Mic Friday this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Fast 24-7, same day. Give them a call, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775. You can text at 75-238-KPRL to join us on Freedom of Speech.
Catch the morning exchange, and you're sitting on top of the world. KPRL.
All right, let's see here. I got something on the text, and it is on Spring Street. And it's not far from us. It says, as these signs on the looks like the power poles, and one is in Spanish and the other is in English. It says, not welcome here, ice out of San Luis Obispo. Report ice sightings to 805 immigrant response. It's 805-870-8855. Thanks for sending that to me. Along Spring Street, I wonder who's in charge of this organization. Well, you might want to call that number, and then also, I believe, it is not legal to do that. How many years ago was it the city of Paso Robles, they decided that you couldn't put your yard sale signs up on those, and they had the community, you know, the community watch or whatever, that car that goes around, that they were taking them down. So perhaps they should be notified and they can go take them down. And then, you know, also call the number. But, yep, there's money behind it. Or, you know what, maybe you can call the city councilwoman, Beal. Maybe she'll know. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Is this a real person?
Yes, this is not AI. No, this is...
Oh, sorry. You were saying something else, so I thought it was a recording. My name is Joni. I'm calling for Raymond and Donna Cordoza. And tomorrow, January 3rd, is their 50th wedding anniversary. Is there any way you can announce that on the air? Because I missed it for today.
Well, we got it on the air.
I'm sorry?
We already had it on the air last hour because we did birthdays and anniversaries last hour, and they are on the list.
They were?
Yes.
Oh, because he just called me and said he didn't hear it.
Hmm. Well, what was the name again? Let me double check.
Raymond and Donna Cordoza.
Yes, they're on the list here.
For the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, we just have anniversary. We don't have 50th down, but they are, yeah, because I did the list last hour, and they were the last ones announced for Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'll call and let them know.
All righty. Well, okay. And wish them 50 years.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. Hey, I wonder if I didn't say I was a real person, what would have happened? I think she would have hung up or left a message. Would that been kind of mean to lead her on like that?
I don't think it would be mean. I think it would be pretty obvious that a real person wouldn't just say no to a question like that. AI wouldn't say no to a question like that. My bad.
Well, when you go, on certain whatever show, they say they'll, what can we help you with?
Right.
And you say, I'd like to whatever. And they'll say, if they don't understand, sorry, I don't understand, or whatever. So maybe I didn't want to embarrass her. I didn't want to do that.
I think what she meant by you were saying something different is that how the radio is a few seconds behind here in the live broadcast. So she was probably hearing a few seconds ago on the radio and then heard you say hi, good morning, and got confused.
Probably. Yeah, that definitely can happen because of the 7 second, 8 second thing there. So anyway, well, I know this isn't true, but maybe I've matured a little bit. That's why I didn't do it. God, like last hour, the guy gave me the curveball.
What curveball?
The curveball on how do you like your love or something like that. And I said, it's none of your business. So she kind of gave me the opportunity for a curveball, too. And I missed it. All right, so I'm batting 500 today. That's not good. Let's see here. On the text, I don't know what this is. They're both in Spanish. I don't know. These aren't the ones that are on the poster. As a matter of fact, the one on the poster on Spring Street is right down the street on that the Pastor Robles Community Church next to the new Dollar Tree. So perhaps there are others around. So they don't want ice out of, they want ice out of San Luis Obispo. Guess they couldn't afford to say they want ice out of Paso Robles. So report ice sightings. What if we were to report other things? Suspicious activities or anything like that. So I'll be looking for these signs when I go down to the post office in a little bit here. So, all right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Now, also, back to this San Francisco ordinance to create the reparations fund, up to $5 million in reparations per person. And also, this is supposed to be financed with private donations, foundations, and other non-city sources, rather. And there's more to it, though, because of this committee, and they are also recommending some other things, too. What are the recommendations? Well, that would be guaranteed income. Annual income, guaranteed annual income tied to area medium income, and the creation of new agencies, including the Office of Reparations, to administer programs. It's also called for major housing interventions, such as rental assistance, which don't they get from the government anyway? Homeownership support and city-backed funds to purchase property along black business corridors, as well as multi-million-dollar investments in black-owned businesses. Why is the government getting involved in that? Why wouldn't they get involved in Latino-owned businesses or white-owned businesses along certain corridors? Those questions will not be asked. Also, folks, Chris has been mentioning this past week about new laws coming into effect. Consumers, which are all of us, will have to pay a 1.5% fee on all products with an embedded battery as the result of a new law aiming to curb risk of battery fires. I'm trying to understand something here. The government has been pushing us away from, you know, using gas-powered stuff. And when I mean stuff, I mean all kinds of stuff. So you're pushing a battery. Now we need to have a special tax because of the risk of battery fires in a state that has had one or two issues with fires. Well, this makes perfect sense. So keep pushing people to use more batteries, and then we can have everybody in an electric car, and we all can have our individual chargers or charging stations and so forth, and the risks are what? Anyway, so starting yesterday, Californians will pay a new fee every time they buy a product with a non-removable battery, whether it's a power tool, a PlayStation, or even singing greeting cards. Chris, PlayStations, do they have removable batteries? Or do they charge, or how do you use them, like a computer?
A PlayStation?
Yeah, it says here a PlayStation.
They have internal batteries. They're not made to be easy to remove, though. And they're not rechargeable either. You plug them in like you would a TV or a monitor, a computer, like you said. But I still think they have internal batteries in them because, you know, I'm not certain why, actually.
So to use one, you just plug it in.
Right.
You plug it into an electrical outfit.
Right. As for why it has a battery, I'm not 100% certain. I just know that some devices that you plug in to use do, in fact, have batteries.
Okay, on the PlayStation, have you ever had one that just stops working?
Yes, but that was my PlayStation 2 from, like, 2005.
And it stopped for what reason?
Because my uncle beat it up before he gave it to us. It was a hand-me-down.
So he gave you a piece of garbage.
It worked for a little bit.
Okay. You got some use out of it.
Right.
All right. Okay. Let's see here. This 1.5% surcharge capped at $15 expands a recycling program that has been quietly collecting old computer monitors and TVs for decades. The change is a result of a Senate Bill 1215 authored by and it was signed into law, the original, back in 2022. Now, you consumers will pay the fee when buying any product with an embedded battery, whether it's rechargeable or not. Now, many of these products, according to experts, said that they end up in the trash. In its most recent analysis, the California Department of Resource Recycling and Recovery estimates about 7,300 tons of batteries go into landfills illegally or by accident. Okay, there's no accident that people are doing this. Chris, have you ever recycled batteries?
No, but I probably should.
Okay, I never have either.
Do you just throw them in the trash, or?
They just disappear. I'll just answer it that way. Okay.
Understood.
And from what I remember, you know what? I think I did that when this nonsense started years ago, and I went down to the place. Matter of fact, it's it's here on Spring Street, and the guy told me, yeah, I did it once, and I went in the second time, and he said he's not doing it anymore. He says, why? Because I'm losing money on it. I thought, okay, he's losing money on it, and he just said he wasn't going to do it anymore. And I don't know how he got away with it, because he owned a business that I think was supposed to, because he sold them. I don't remember how it works. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. On disposing of batteries, any kind of battery, I don't know about car batteries, but Walmart has a box that you can throw your batteries in. No big deal. So every time I get rid of a regular battery, that I just save them up and then I drop them off at Walmart.
Okay, here's a question I have, if you can answer it. Why why would Walmart doing that other than just being nice citizens? Do they make any money on it?
I have no idea. They're not charging me to do it, and they don't talk to me about it. There's just a box there, and I put them in it, mm-hmm. and I'm out. I mean, for me, it's very handy.
Okay.
I have no idea. You'd have to get an employee, or they might not even know. No, but that way I don't throw them in the trash.
Okay. If Walmart didn't have that, would you still find a place?
I don't know. I'm one of these guys. I'm not really a shopper, you know. I mean, I have a little route that I take to get things done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think most men are shoppers.
Well,
you know, we target what we want, and then we're out, you know, of a store.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I thought when you meant they don't shop, yeah, I mean, we, you know, like to go to hardware stores and things like that. And
but we I call it Target. We target what we want, and then we're in, we're out. Women tend to, my wife, she can spend an extra hour in the store, and I guess she's just cruising by looking at this and looking at that.
I'm aware of that. One of the first times after we got married, Linda, I don't know how she talked me into this, to going down back in the day to the mall in San Luis Obispo, the Madonna Mall. And on the way home, she said, "I never want you to come shopping with me again." Because she was doing exactly that, and I was going bonkers.
Yeah, you were going nuts. And as a matter of fact, my wife and I go to the store at the same time. We have like one day a week we go to Walmart. And I do my thing. I get my shopping cart, and she gets hers. And we meet back at the car.
All right, so you figured it out after all these years.
Yeah, it's only 56. Come on.
Okay. Well, I'm like you. When I go to the store, I have Targets. And I know where I'm going, and boom, boom, boom. It's
in
and out.
Yeah, men are not shoppers. They just, we get what we need, and we're gone.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things we could say to describe that, but we won't.
No. I'm very practical. I'm very practical about my shopping.
Well, I guess it's... I know what I want, and not necessarily what I need, but I know what I want.
That's true.
And I'm going for it. Yep. Yeah. All right, sir. I got
it. You're having a nice new year.
Okay. Thank you. You too. And happy shopping. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and happy new year.
Happy new year, sir.
I'm checking on this Lincoln Cent we're saying goodbye to.
The what?
The Lincoln Cent we're saying goodbye to.
Oh, the penny. Yeah, that happened, I forget how many weeks ago.
Yeah, anyway, most people don't really, back in the 1970s, there was a proposal to make them out of aluminum. And they sent some, like a handful of samples over to the Congress for the discussion.
Yeah.
But they were never returned.
Mm-hmm.
That's an odd thing. I guess no investigation, because it's kind of a penny anything.
Well, I forget how much the government was losing money printing the penny.
Yeah, for the last 50 years.
Well, I don't know when, you know, how long it'll take to clear getting out of circulation.
Yeah. Then some of us still pick them up off the ground when they see them land. I thought it was just walk by them.
No, I still do, because I have jars in my or cups in my garage that I put in all the coins, and I have one separate for the pennies. And not every year now, but you know, every once in a while, I have all the extra wrappers, and you know, I'll usually end up with about, I don't know, 50 or 60 bucks.
Sounds good. A way of saving a little extra money for people.
Yeah, well, again, you know, the old penny saved is a penny earned.
Correct.
I
the other thing, back in the prior to the Civil War, 1850s, the pennies, the cent coin used to be a lot bigger, large cents.
Mm-hmm.
And he also made a half-cent coin.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
And yes, sir. Yeah, not just they've changed in that way, but also in many ways. So.
And I think the Lincoln cent was probably the first coin with a presidential figure on it. Someone can check on that.
Yeah, I don't know much about the history of... Well, not much. I don't know anything about the history of coins.
And most of the coins early on were different versions of the figure Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And then some, they went through a phase of the Indian heads on them. Which is odd. Someone can check on that. And also, they had animals. Buffalo nickel.
The buffalo nickel. I remember, seeing those.
And a flying eagle sent. And anyway, I should let you get on to another call.
Yeah, well,
we got one.
Yeah, we're almost done for today.
Okay,
all right.
Godspeed.
All right, thank
Take
you.
Take care.
On the text here, if I pay reparations, I want a receipt. Well, if it's a donation, yes, you should ask for one. Let's see here on the email. My wife will not let me go shopping with her. She says I hover. Chris, are you landlocked when you go into shop?
What do you mean by landlocked?
Do you know exactly where you're going and what you want, or you do you wander around like a chicken with his head cut off?
No, I typically know what I want. Sometimes when I'm done getting what I know I'm in there for, I'll take a second or two and be like, okay, I got this, and that. Am I missing anything? No? All right, time to get out of here.
All right, now, here's a very, very important question.
Yes.
If you are in line, and I'm not talking about the last one in line.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in the middle of the line and just say you're next or second to next, and you realize you have forgotten something, what do you do?
I take the L. I just continue with my purchase,
yep.
And maybe I'll come back for it.
Okay, that's attaboy. Attaboy. I'm the same way. You've had some people, oh, can you hold on? I forget. No. It's like, you're going to the back of the line then. Okay? And then you come and you drop a bag of pretzels or something after. No. You should do the right thing. But I'm assuming that those people that do that are also the same ones that are too damn lazy to put the shopping carts back where they belong, even though they're only 10 feet from it. Or the one, this lady the other day, she put it in the parking space next to her.
Right? That's the worst.
You know, I don't know why I didn't say it. I wanted to say something, and, I should have. I said, it wasn't as, well, Kevin, maybe she would, no. If she can go around in the shopping cart for, 15 or 20 minutes, she can take the extra time to walk the extra 30 seconds to put the shopping cart where it belongs. Plus, it's rude because somebody wants to use that parking spot. So, people like that, I can't say it on the radio. All right, folks, that is, let's see here, it. That is it. We're done just like the penny. For this start of the new year's, which was extremely swift for us today. So that is good because I would assume that almost everything will be back to normal by Monday. Everybody back on the same schedule. By the way, it was on this day in 1974. I can't drive 55 speed limit. Tricky Dick said we had to do it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Education Magazine has named the Bradley Union School District as one of its top 10 most admired school districts. The publication highlights the career readiness of the district as well as its strong emphasis on exploring different interests and skills. Despite rainy weather, thousands attended the 137th Pasadena Tournament of Roses to bring in the new year. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo attended the parade with their student-produced float, Jungle Jumpstart, which won the highest honor award for the parade, the Sweepstakes Trophy. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with about a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon at 12:30 till 2, it's Darcy and Kenny. We'll be in with Open Mic Friday. Have at it. And also tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane will be in with the country store, Wheelin' and Dillin'. Jimmy's in with Shifting Gears, Gearhead Radio. Gary's got the jukebox. We've got the football starting 9:30. Be careful with the weather coming up this week or this afternoon and throughout the most of the weekend. And enjoy your weekend, and thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRO. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.